This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ravens beat the Browns 41-17. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline now. Joining us now, he's the host of the Ross Tucker podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. He was on the call for CBS Ravens Browns. It's Ross Tucker. And Ross, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm going to start with a question we've been asking a lot of people about this game. The Ravens defense couldn't get off the field against Buffalo. They look good on Sunday. How much of that was they bounce back and are a good unit now? How much of that is it look like Joe Flacco might be a little washed?
Well, I got a couple things for you guys. First of all, as I think you guys know, I live in central PA, like near Hershey.
Yes.
And so the Ravens are the closest stadium to me. So because of that, I never really stay overnight, you know, when I'm doing a radio game, because for radio, I just drive down, yeah, do the game and drive back. But for TV, you know, you have the production meetings in Owings Mills on Friday, and then we did the Browns Hotel on Saturday. I forgot how awesome Baltimore is. Like, Baltimore is really underrated.
Preach.
I mean, I had the hotel was super nice, and Friday night we went to Jimmy's Seafood, and those crab cakes were, like, as big as my head, and they were delicious, and the Inner Harbor and the weather, and Adam Sandler was in the hotel. I mean, everything about it was, like, amazing. So, big Baltimore guy now after the weekend. And then to answer your question, Ken, I'm not going to say Flacco's washed because, you know, he looked pretty darn good the week before against the Bengals. You know, the Bengals are now 2-0, and the Browns thoroughly dominated that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's like crazy that they lost. It's kind of like how the Ravens lost, you know, the week before to the Bills. There's just no way, yeah, it should have happened, but it did. So I think it's a good sign. I think certainly, you know, the Ravens played much better. You know, in particular, Roquan Smith was dominant, which I thought was huge. I thought Nate Wiggins played much better. And obviously, Jaire Alexander being inactive, whatever his deal is, you know, TJ Tampa, when he got out there in dime, he was able to make some plays. So it was encouraging. Obviously, they were terrific on special teams as well, which is a big factor. They were opportunistic. Now, let's not kid ourselves. Both Flacco turnovers were really bad and not exactly great plays by the Ravens, but they still did a really good job slowing them down. I mean, even the one touchdown or the first touchdown the Browns scored, that was just an unbelievable gift and unlucky again for the Ravens with it going right through Humphrey's hands.
You mentioned Roquan, and it certainly seemed to us like he had a level of focus and energy and physical impact that he wanted to send some messages very early in that game. And his play in Buffalo wasn't great. And his play last year, you know, we watched every game. We kind of think he was all pro by reputation more than maybe highest caliber of play. Did you guys get a sense in production meetings or anything like that, or being around the team, that like he took that week one loss personally, or took some of the things that were being written and said about him personally?
Well, so he is the guy that we met with on the defensive side of the ball, and he's super impressive, by the way. Mm. And what I thought was so interesting, because watching that Bills tape and seeing him have to rotate next to Simpson and Teddy Buchanan,
yeah,
you know, I asked him about that, and he said he's never had to do that before, and it certainly takes some getting used to. You know, it's really easy to say, hey, just focus on your job, just do what you need to do. But part of the job of a middle linebacker is to make sure everybody is lined up, everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, he kind of said, you know, I'm trying to focus on my thing, but if I see something else, I feel like I need to let those guys know, right?
So
yeah. I think that, you know, the sense I get is that right now with Simpson and Buchanan, it's close enough that they'd rather have those guys, you know, be fresh,
yeah,
for special teams and for defense, if they're going to be similar. But obviously, if one of them starts to become, you know, clearly better, or becomes, you know, a Patrick Queen type of player, I'm sure they're just going to go with that guy. But I did get the sense from Roquan Smith that on some level, you know, playing with different guys next to him was a factor. And I can just tell you, I can't really speak to linebacker, but if I was playing O-line and they were rotating the guy next to me, boy, that would not be ideal.
Yeah.
That would not, because everything is like, there's like a symbiotic relationship. And, Ken, you can look up that word during the break.
Yeah.
But there's a symbiotic relationship, and you need to know what the guy next to you is going to be doing. And it's really it does make it harder when you don't. I mean, he was awesome in that game. And if I'm a Ravens fan, that was highly, highly encouraging, because you really need him to be an all-pro caliber player. And he certainly showed that form on Sunday.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ross, let's get to the Ravens offense. Derrick Henry did nothing on the ground. Lamar Jackson only carried the ball twice. It was the lowest rushing output in the Lamar Jackson era. Yeah. Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman, they did nothing in the passing game, and they still scored 41 points. And you got guys like Tez Walker and Tylan Wallace combining for 3 touchdowns. It just seems like it's going to be another pick-your-poison offense for this Ravens team again.
Well, so it's funny, because I don't know if you think that that's a positive or negative.
Oh, positive.
My take would be, yeah, huge yep. positive, right?
Yep.
First of all, you know, that Browns defense is legit. Yep. I mean, they've got high-end guys at every level, and Myles Garrett might be the best defensive player in the world, and Denzel Ward's really good, and, you know, they held the Bengals to 7 yards in the second half of that game. So give the Browns defense a lot of credit. And I guess from that perspective, I think Jim Schwartz, the Browns DC, probably did what he wanted to by limiting their star players to some extent. But that's a great sign for the Ravens if they can get production out of the other guys on the offense. I thought Monken did a really good job of attacking the nickelback, which is clearly the weakness for the Browns defense. You know, he found that guy a lot. You know, they had the target on that guy's back, and whether it was Harden or Mitchell, they attacked him and attacked him, you know, very effectively. And then I would also say maybe they should throw it to Walker more. I think he's got 3 catches for 3 touchdowns in an NFL career. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a math expert, but throw him the ball every play, I guess.
Ross Tucker, let the people know about futurefans.com.
Well, so you guys will love this because I know for a fact, I don't know about you, Ken, but I know for a fact Jason has kids. And anybody
that's
driving around Baltimore right now, you know it's almost impossible to teach kids how football works when they're really little, like 5, 6, 7.
Yep.
And it's even harder to actually get them to sit down next to you and watch the game. I mean, it's not like it was when we were growing up.
Nope.
Where we would get home from church and, you know, I'd watch every Eagles game with my dad, and you guys probably watched, you know, the Colts? The old-timers,
yeah.
And then the Ravens or whatever for some of the younger folks. It's just not like that. So these guys have cracked the code. It's called futurefans.com. I think it's only like $60 to get the storybook-led activity box, but I literally invested in the company. I've talked to a bunch of people. It works. And all of these sports leagues are trying to figure out how to get young people to understand the games and watch them. These guys cracked the code, futurefans.com. It'll feel like you're giving your kid a gift, but let's be honest. If it really works and your kid will sit there and watch every Ravens game while they're awesome like this with you, it's more than worth the $60. Futurefans.com. Check it out.
Ross Tucker,
thanks,
always
buddy.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Awesome. See you guys.
Coming up next, we had not one, but 2 Monday Night Football games last night. We recap League at Large next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.